blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Let's light the fuse on a Tuesday chapter in the 9-year saga known as America's Hot Barn Report. Feeder cattle prices were $121.70 when we started this show back in 2016. Despite some peaks and valleys over the years, we were in the seats and watched 540-pound calves reach $430 last week, an incredible run in the cattle sector, and we see no end in sight. Fingers crossed. Big old feeder female and back-to-grass sales going down this week all across the Great Northern Beef Belt. See video details sent in from owners, maybe the auctioneer, maybe the ladies in the office, maybe the brand inspector. Whomever lost the flip of the coin, they are very entertaining nonetheless. See these gems at Hot Barn Report on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yesterday at the CME in Chicago, June Live Cattle. Some folks calls them fat cattle. I call them fat cattle. Gain 135 at 209.60. August fats packed on 122 at 205.32. Here's your assignment for the day. Take 30 minutes and fire up CattleUSA.com on the hand computer and watch record-setting live cattle prices at the top fat cattle sale of the nation, Stockman's of Yankton. If you're a farmer feeder, it's like watching your team finally win that Super Bowl. Incredible numbers to say the least. May feeder cattle gain 127 to close at 291.80 Monday, an all-time high, according to the CME. Augie Doggies plus 65, closing at 294.95. Faith Livestock Auction in Western South Dakota had a draft of 80 head of 770-pound black heifers sizzle at 314 on their Monday sale. Incredible time to be in the cattle biz, if you got cattle, that is. Unfortunately, I'm all hat and no cattle. Good news is, a Hot Barn Report has been invited to Washington Watch next week. Parker James will be visiting with beef state politicians, the chairman of the Ag Committee, and the Secretary of Agriculture. If you have questions or concerns regarding controlled burns, EID, grazing rights, M-Cool, easement disputes, checkoffs, imports, exports, tariffs, or anything else ranch or feedlot related, simply post your question at Hot Barn Report on Facebook and Parker will do his darndest to get it answered from the deciders. By the way, you never know who might show up at this particular high-profile event. That's Hot Barn Report on FB. Monty James for America's HBR saying keep eating that beef raised in the good old U.S. of A.
Where's the beef?
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Troy County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Minnesota cattleman and world champion steer wrestler J.D. Struxness talks about the benefits of using Purple Wave Auction.
You know, I love visiting with them. They do a fantastic job. They know their machinery. And man, if you're in the market to buy anything, they are the easiest way and the most helpful people to get you what you need. It's as easy as the click of a mouse to get on there and buy something.
Anything and everything you need for your farming or ranching operation, all at super affordable auction pricing. Visit purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com.